There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody but greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all our praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hand. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all our praise. Mighty are the works of your hand. Mighty are the works of your hand. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord.
Jeremiah 10, verse 6 and 7 reads, "For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Verse 7, who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doeth it appertain, for as much as among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We want to thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your tender mercies. Thank you for your unmerited favor that you have blessed us and allowed us to see this morning. There is absolutely no one that's like you. Your word proclaims it. Your actions declare it. Oh, God, your words, oh, God, manifest it, God. Oh, God, everything that you have said, everything that you have done has shown that there is none like thee, God. There is no one that can compare to thee. There is no situation that can compare to thee. God, there's no person, no material things, no physical things, no heavenly things. God, there is no one that is like unto thee. And so, God, we bless your name and we thank you, oh God, for an opportunity, oh God, to begin our morning off with prayer. We thank you for your many blessings, God, that you have bestowed upon us yet already this day. For you woke us up this morning and you allowed us to see a brand new day, God, a day that was not promised, a day that was not a given, but you have already blessed us, oh God, to see a brand new day. We thank you, oh God, for allowing us to rise this morning with being in our right minds, with the use and activity of our limbs, with a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, we thank you for life this morning, God. If you bless us to be in our right minds, if you allow us to have the use and activity of our limbs, if you bless us to be able to breathe the air that we breathe, God, then you have blessed us with life, and not just life, but life more abundantly, Lord. And so, God, if you have already blessed us this day, God, we can walk in your blessings. We can walk in your favor. We can walk in your anointing, God. We can walk in your power so that your will might be done in our lives and not our own, God. We humbly submit ourselves before your throne of grace this morning as we come together in corporate worship and corporate praise, God. We have already magnified you, already glorified you, already set an atmosphere of worship and an atmosphere of change, oh God, where you can come in, oh God, and inhabit the praises of your people, where you can come in and shift the atmosphere, Lord, where you can come in and let your power be revealed in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. There is absolutely no one like you, Lord. And so when we need to be filled, God, when we need to be made whole, when we need to be encouraged, God, when we need to be strengthened, Lord, we come to the rock, we come to the source, we come to the one that answers, oh God, by fire, oh God. We come to the one that supplies all of our needs, God. We come to the one that is the source of all of our strength, Lord, and we come to you. And so early have we risen this morning, Lord. I'm getting excited already. We've come to you early this morning to seek your face, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord, to be in your midst. We've risen early this morning, God, so that you will come in and inhabit our praises yet this morning. Some have made an early sacrifice. God, I see Mother McCowan online, and she made an earlier sacrifice than me. Oh, God, please be pleased with our worship this morning. Please be pleased with our prayer, God, this morning. Please be pleased with our sacrifice this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that our labor is not in vain, God. We know that our sacrifice is not in vain, Lord, when we give it over to you, Lord. We want our worship to be for real. We want you to transform us and renew us and revive us and speak light into us, Lord. We want you to strengthen us. We want you to encourage us. We want you to continue to pour into us. In the mighty name of Jesus, that's why we rise early in the morning, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, to offer unto you our worship, to offer unto you, God, everything that we have and more in the mighty name of Jesus. We do this, God, because we love you. We do this, God, because we magnify you. We do this, Lord, because we all belong to you. My mind, God, it belongs to you. My thoughts, Lord, it belongs to you. My ways, God, they belong to you. My actions, Lord, they belong to you. Not my will, but let thine will be done. So we seek the one, God, who has ownership of us, Lord. Who paid an absolutely marvelous and exceptionally expensive price for our lives. We look to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest, oh God, who was not, oh God, unfamiliar with the extremities and the sufferings and the afflictions and the things that we go through in this life. We look to our God. We look to our Savior. We look to our Redeemer. We look to our strong tower. We look to our Waymaker. We look to our mind regulator. We look to the wheel in the middle of the wheel. We look to our God when we need help, when we need strength, when we need encouragement, when we need to be taken higher, when we need a greater anointing, when we need to walk, what we need to wear, what we need to seek after, what we need to do. We look to you, God. We look to the one that never fails, Lord. We don't run to our neighbors. We don't run to our parents, Lord. We don't run to anybody else. But God, if we do, help us to turn to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Because there is absolutely no wisdom that's like your wisdom. God, there's no power that's like your power. There's no anointing like your anointing. There is no way being made like the way that you make, God. There is nothing that you do, oh God, that can be compared to anyone else. And so we have risen this morning to declare, God, that there is absolutely no one that's like you. Your name is above all names. And since your name is above all names, every name that is subject, oh God, that is below your name has to be subject to your name. The word says that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. That means they must submit. They must yield. They must give up. God, every knee, oh God, must bow. They must submit themselves to the name of Jesus. That's why demons have to flee at the name of Jesus. That if we just call on the name, God, instead of allowing our flesh to get the best of us, if we just call on the name, Lord, whether there's sickness in our bodies, Lord, if we just call on the name of Jesus, oh God, whether our children are not acting right, if we just call on the name of Jesus, God, and allow your presence, oh God, to come in, oh God, and change and fix and heal and deliver and set free and loose, oh God, every shackle. If we can just call on the name, oh God, because there is power in the name. We submit to your name. We submit to your authority. There's nothing like you, God. No one can compare to you, God. Your name is above all names, God. Oh, God, and so we bless you because your name is worthy of our praise. Your name is worthy of our adoration. Your name is worthy to be extolled and lifted up. Your name, God, is a great and marvelous name. God, our Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, everything that we need in one. God, oh, God, in three persons, God, all in one. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for being everything that we need. Our Redeemer, our strong tower, our Waymaker, the wheel in the middle of the wheel. God, I just have to name them off. Our Healer, our Deliverer, oh God, the source of our strength, God. Oh God, the peace in our minds, oh God, our joy for tomorrow, God, our hope, oh God, for this day. God, you are everything that we need and more. A rock in a weary land, shelter in the time of storm. Your name, God, is great. And we thank you for being great, oh God, in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, because you have shown yourself mighty, Lord, and you've shown yourself strong. We bless your name, God, because in spite of life, in spite of circumstances, God, you have remained consistent, Lord. You have remained fair. God, you have remained strong. Oh, God, you have remained there in the mighty name of Jesus. You have done, oh God, great and marvelous things in each and every one of our lives. I can't tell it all. And I can't tell anyone else's testimony. But God, you have done so many great things. I thank you this morning. My soul extols thee, God. My soul blesses you. Oh, God, I feel like David right now, God, that I will bless the Lord at all times, God. Hallelujah. Your praises, God, let them be continuously in the mouths of your people. Hallelujah. As we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Because when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come down. But we don't want just your blessings, Lord. We want the blesser, God. We want the source of blessings, oh, God, to come down in the name of Jesus. So inhabit the praises of your people. Hallelujah. As we submit to your will this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. As we glorify your name, Lord, hallelujah. As we bless and glorify you, Lord, glory to your wonderful name, Lord. Thank you.
for a name that works, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the best referral that we can give into anyone, Lord. Not that I am Evelina's son, not that I'm Eugene's son, but I'm a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I can give that name, Lord, and that name, oh God, brings about integrity, Lord. That name comes with strength, Lord. That name comes with a cleanness and purity in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. There is no God filth, oh God, or no issues that come with your name, God. I want to say thank you, Lord. There's no failure in you, God. And your name, oh God, requires, oh God, greatness, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are. Everything that we need and more. You told Moses to tell the people, I am. He asked you this question in the midst of his prayers, in the midst of his communication with you. He asked you, God, who do I tell men that sent me? Who do I tell them that sent me? The people, as I come back to follow your instruction, as I come back and obey your will to go lead the people from captivity in Egypt, who do I tell them that sent me? Your words were simple, Lord. You told them to tell them that I am sent you. As many ponder, God, why didn't you add anything else? Who was I am? Hallelujah. Glory to your name. And God, your words were simple enough, like they always are, that if we sit there and, oh God, meditate on that word, those words, I am, Lord. You left it blank, God, because you're everything that we need and more. Whatever it is that we may need, I am is able to provide it. I am is able to meet the need. I am is able to make the way. I am is able to heal the body. I am is able to do everything that he says that he can do and more. Your word declares that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. And so when we can't even think of what we need, I am as able to fulfill it. I am as able to complete it. I am as able to handle it. I am as able, God, and I thank you for being the great I am. Hallelujah. Thank you for being that great I am for your people. And so your name is worthy of praise. Worthy of adoration, worthy of our glory, and worthy of our respect. Let us not use your name in vain. Bridle our tongues, oh God, when we use your name in vain, because your name is too great to use in vain. Hallelujah. Your name is supposed to be used for power, oh God, to speak life. Your name is used, oh God, to correct, oh God, and strengthen and encourage. And in the mighty name of Jesus, your name, oh God, is supposed to bring about peace, oh God, joy, God. Bishop Mason, they said all the time when the brethren came together and were in the midst of fighting, he would just stop and begin praying, Lord, and he would continue to pray hours upon hours until whatever they were fighting about, no one could remember, oh God, because he invoked your presence, he called on your name. Your name brought about everything that was needed and more. We call on your name this morning. Wonderful God, wonderful Savior, mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace, our Comforter, our Healer, our Waymaker. Oh God, the wheel, God, in the middle of a wheel, the rock. Oh God, hallelujah. The sure foundation. Oh God, our beginning and our ending. Oh, Lord, Alpha and Omega, God, we thank you, Lord. We call on your name this morning. And we thank you for an opportunity to pray. For you've encouraged us throughout your word, the benefits of prayer. Men ought to always pray and not faint. We should pray without ceasing. The effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Prayer, oh God, shifts atmosphere. Prayer allows us to commit ourselves to you and to submit ourselves to your will. And so we do that now, God. We say, not our will, but let thine will be done. We want our wills to line up with your will, God. We want our wills to match up with your will. We want to be at peace and we're at harmony in you, God. And so when we come together and pray, Lord,
Shape us and mold us, God. Give us what to say. Give us what not to say in the mighty name of Jesus. And grant us wisdom, oh God, on how to intercede on behalf of those that are tuning in, listening, Lord, and intercede on behalf of those that are affected by those or that is attached to those that are tuning in to our prayer directly, Lord. Oh God, there's, oh God, many degrees of connection, Lord, and we want to touch, oh God, each and every person that we possibly can, God. Oh God, people are fainting today. People are giving up hope, oh God, today. But we can keep our strength. We can remain steadfast. We can remain encouraged if we remain attached to you in the mighty name of Jesus. If we continue to find ourselves committed to prayer, Lord, if we remain, oh God, committed to fasting and submitting ourselves to your will, God, if we can just remain, oh God, consistent on our, oh God, in our commitment to you, God, you can work, oh God, the miracles that we need in our lives. You can perform the breakthroughs that we need in our families, Lord. You can shift the atmosphere, oh God, and change situations around our job that we need. In the mighty name of Jesus, but we must give you, oh God, all of ourselves. We must commit ourselves to you. We must be willing to submit for you to have your way, Lord. We must be willing to yield, to let your will be done, God, and be patient, oh God, waiting for you, not rushing ahead of you. Oh God, not rushing before you, not trying to fight our own battles, not trying to lift up our heads, for the battles that we're fighting today are not against flesh and blood. And so we must put flesh under subjection, Lord. We must put the desire to fight our own fights under subjection. We must put the fleshly thought, God, to do our own thing. We must put those things under subjection and submit wholly and fully to you. Our need is to submit. So humble us even now as we pray. Strengthen us even now as we pray. For God, I read this morning that where I'm weak, you are made stronger. That means when I'm not doing, oh God, when I don't feel as confident as I need to feel, I don't feel as victorious as I need to feel, I can just look to you, God, and allow you to rise in my life and rise in my situation. And God, not just do it when I feel weak, but God, give us the heart and the mind to understand that we should submit to you at all times. Yield to you, God, in everything that we do, and yield to you in every situation of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, if we can just say yes, Lord, yes to your will, Lord, yes to your way, yes, we shall obey. Yes, oh God, we yield to you. Yes, we submit to you. If we can just utter those words, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Oh God, you can come in, Lord, and have your way, Lord. If we can just say yes, Lord, Lord, you will come in, you will heal, you will deliver, you will set free, Lord. If we can just say yes, Lord, hallelujah. God, you'll come in, oh God, and make the crooked way straight in the mighty name of Jesus. If we can just say yes, Lord, those two little words, yes, Lord. God, let those words come out of our mouths. And if they come out of our mouths, Lord, let us mean them. But we don't want to just give you lip service. But God, we want to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. Your word, God, is what we need. Your word is what we need to profess. Your word is what we need to lift up. Your word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, it's your word that we need. Because your word is what helps us to understand who you are, how great you are, how mighty you are. Hallelujah. We understand how great your name is. We'll understand how to call on your name. We understand how to use your name, God. Hallelujah. I said earlier, we try to use some names, drop names for referrals, and those names don't have the same significance. They don't have the same power. They don't have the same authority. Oh, Lord, that your name has, Lord. We'll learn how to use your name right, God, and not use your name in vain as we study your word. Give us a hunger and a thirst after your righteousness, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. A hunger and a thirst after your righteousness. A hunger and a thirst after your word. It says in Matthew 5, we'll be filled if we hunger and thirst after righteousness. Meaning, God, you'll quench our hunger. You'll satisfy our thirst, Lord, if we hunger after you. We don't have to be like that deer, oh God, that's thirsty for the waters, God. Oh, God, we can be like that deer that's thirsty after the water, God.
allow our souls to long after you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you tell us in your word that if we seek you, we shall find you. If we knock, it shall be open. God, if we seek after you, chase after you, continue to pray, continue to let your will be done in our lives, God, then we'll receive everything that we need and more. Asking, you shall receive. Seeking, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. So that's why we pray, God, because we can't go anywhere else. There's no reasonable expectation or thought to go anywhere else but to come to you in our time of need, in our time of want, in our time of victory, in our time of peace. We look to you, God, the finisher, God, the source of our strength, the finisher and the source of our faith, God, the beginning and the end, God. You are everything that we need and more. And so, God, we look to you this morning as we call on those names that have petitioned for prayer, God. Many people have been coming and asking for prayer, and I lose track, God, so help me to do a better job on the prayer requests that people ask. I call on the name of John Hamilton, Lord. He asks that we pray for him, pray for his family, Lord. Pray for him, and oh, God, in his career, Lord. He mentioned that the other day as I was talking to him. It's amazing that we must understand, God, that you are the very source of everything that we need, God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you if we just seek your face, God. You bless our families, Lord, if we just seek your face first, Lord. You'll bless us on our jobs if we seek your face first. You'll bless us in our physical bodies, Lord. We seek you first, and then you'll add all these things. And so we pray for that dear brother this morning as he desires to do a greater work in you and desires for your will to be done in this life. We pray for God, Pastor Miller and Missionary Miller, Lord, whose names have been on our list for a little while. We thank you for that family. We thank you for those examples. We thank you for women and men of God that are willing to travail for you and continue to remain steadfast in you. I know how long they've been laboring in the vineyard, God, but I thank you that I know that they have been laboring in the vineyard probably as long as I've been alive. So, God, I thank you for their faithfulness and honor their commitment. Honor their faithfulness, God. Honor their remaining steadfast in you. Oh, God, because you told us in your word that to the man that begins the gospel plow or goes to the gospel plow and turn away, we thank you, God, and we pray for pastors, Lord, this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Pastors everywhere, oh, God, who are under attack. Pastors everywhere, God, who are under stress. God, pastors everywhere, God, oh, God, that seem to be at a point of giving up. Lord, we pray for those that are giving up and those that are holding on. We pray, oh, God, that you would grant them the strength that they need. Oh, God, that they won't give up and that they will continue going on in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God, today to put flesh under subjection. I know some that are giving up, God, are giving up because that was not their calling. That was not their ministry, Lord. That was not their directive, Lord. And so they've done things, oh, God, that have caused things to get out of order. But, God, for those that are walking right, Lord, for those that are walking in your spirit, Lord, for those that are walking in the authority and an anointing, God, that you have given them, Lord, we need you to shower down your anointing upon them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Anoint our heads with oil in the mighty name of Jesus and grant us everything that we need, oh, God. Oh, we stir up everything we need right now in the mighty name of Jesus to be the shepherds, oh, God, that you need us to be. Paul told Timothy to stir up the gift of God that was given unto you by the laying on of hands, Lord. Stir up the gift, oh God, in your people right now, in the men serving, oh God, the pastors, oh God, and even the women that are pastoring, God. Stir up, oh God, the gifts in them right now, God, that you have already placed in them. God, what we need, God, is already in the house, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We don't have to go anywhere else, God. We don't have to talk to anyone else, Lord. We don't have to seek after anyone else, Lord, for what we need, God, for victory, oh God, today. What we need, oh God, for success today. What we need, oh God, to overcome today is already working in us. And that doesn't just go for the pastors, Lord, but that goes for the membership as well. That goes for the lay people as well in the mighty name of Jesus. What we have, God, what we need for victory, God, is already in the house, Lord. It's already there. In the name of Jesus, oh God, grant us the strength, stir up in us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, the gifts that you have already placed in us, that our ministries, oh God, will be effective, that our anointing, oh God, will be effective, Lord, that our prayers, Lord, will be effective, God, that our ministry, our walk will be effective, Lord, our talk will be effective, God, our lives will be effective, Lord, and that they will reflect on you, God, good, oh God, reflection, good name, no despair, no degradation, Lord. Can't figure out the small word, God, that we won't put anything on your name that's not worthy of being placed on your name, that we won't bring your name down low. Help us, oh God, today, and anoint us for this very day. So we pray for, God, pastors everywhere. Encourage them, God, strengthen them. I usually do, God, I call on the names of the pastors in the Great Northern District, but first I call on the name of my pastor, Pastor, oh God, Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord, this day. Thank you for his example. Thank you for a godly man to follow after. Thank you for a godly man to serve. Thank you for someone that we can undergird him, and God, and lift up his arms as he continues to pray for the people. Awesome leader that we have that sows into the lives of ministers, God, and missionaries, God. He does great things, oh God. We thank you for his example, and we pray for long life for him, Lord. We pray that you grant him the desires of his heart, Lord, that you will anoint him, oh God, for this very day and time, God. Don't let his latter years, oh God, be better than his former years, but God, let his latter years be better than his former years. I think I may have said that wrong the first way. Let his latter years, God, be greater than his former years. Anoint him, oh God. Strengthen him. Bind sickness on every hand, God. Lift him up, oh God, where he's torn down. Oh God, and encourage him, oh God, today to continue to hold on to you. For your anointing, God, you've given us a hierarchy in our church. And I thank you, God, that you've placed me here. In this great denomination, in this great ministry, and for great leaders to be above me, leaders that are willing to pour into me, leaders that are willing to pray for me, leaders that are willing to invest in me. God, I thank you, God, today for the leadership that you've blessed me with, the pastor that you've blessed me with. And so I pray for him and his family. Pray for him and his church, Lord, St. Stephen's and New Community Temple. Pray for our jurisdiction, God, every administrative assistant. Pray for every, God, superintendent. Oh, God, every, oh, God, district missionary, God, every, oh, God, mother. We pray for our supervisor, Lord. We pray for First Lady, oh, God, Mother Thomas, Lord. We pray for Mother Towns, Lord. We pray for the leadership, oh, God, in this jurisdiction. Thank you for greatness. We don't have leaders that are stealing. We don't have leaders that are not walking holy or walking unholy. We have leaders that are desperate to please you. Hallelujah. Leaders that are willing to seek after your faith. Hallelujah. Leaders, oh God, who are willing to pray. God, I thank you, Lord, today. And so I pray for the pastors, God. Help us to tune in, oh God, or tap in to the anointing and the leadership that you have given us, Lord. Oh, God, help us to understand, God, that our ships, oh, God, our houses, Lord, our ministries, oh, God, are not just islands upon themselves, God, but we are attached to different vines, oh, God, that is connected to you, God. Help us to understand, God, that when we obey leadership, God, we set an example that those below us or those that are under us, oh, God, will obey us. We reap what we sow. And too many of our leaders, too many of our pastors, oh, God, today, we sow disobedience. We sow unfaithfulness. We don't tithe, oh God, like we're supposed to, God. Oh God, call us to the mat, Lord, today. Yes, I'm praying for the leaders, oh God, but you whom you love, oh God, you chasing, Lord. And so, God, if there's anything in us as leaders, oh God, today, that's unlike you, God, show us, oh God, reveal yourself strong in our lives, oh God, and reveal, oh God, our issues, reveal our calamities, God, reveal, God, our shortcomings right now, God, so that we might not fail you. We need to be strong, oh God, in this last and evil day. We can't be, oh God, overtaken by sins. We can't be overtaken by weight. We can't be overwhelmed by life, God. Show
us the errors of our ways, that we can be the leaders that you have called for us to be. You told us in 1 Peter 5 that you called us not to lord over the people, but to be examples. And we want to be examples of strength. We want to be examples of holiness. We want to be examples of righteousness. We want to be reflections of Christ. We want to be more like you, so that as the people look to us, as the people, God, look to us, Lord, that we will reflect the holy nature that you have given us as leaders. We pray for this jurisdiction. We call on the names of the pastors in the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Ada B. Pruitt, Pastor William Cornick, Pastor Clifton Cooley, Pastor Lawrence Clayette, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, each and every pastor in this Great Northern District, and myself, Lord. We pray their strength. We pray their encouragement. We pray, oh God, that you will, that they will rely upon you. And as they rely upon you, oh God, that they may be a blessing to their ministry, that they may be a blessing to their homes, that they may be a blessing to their communities. We pray for each and every church. We call on the name of my dear brother, oh God, Pastor Brian D. Jones. Pray that you encourage him and his church's ministry as well. We pray, call on the name of Pastor Herschel Chenault, Lord. Grassroots Church, God, a Christian fellowship, I believe. New church that we have become acquainted with, oh God, a fellowship with this past Friday. We pray that you bless that ministry, Lord. Pastor Sam Metcalf, God. Oh God, in Greater New Life Christian Fellowship, Lord, up the street in Triangle. We pray for the pastors in this area, Lord. Superintendent Larry Brown, Lord. We pray for the pastors that are in this area, that we may, God, take this area by storm, and that we take this area for Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind the spirit of division. Bind the spirit of confusion. Bind the spirit of infighting, God. Bind the spirit of, oh God, of everything that's unlike you that will cause us to be divided and cause us to be ineffective in ministry. Help us to be willing to work together. For we're not islands upon our own, God. We're not just sitting here in this land on our own. But God, you've given us pieces to work the areas of vineyard that you have blessed us to be able to be in. And if we're in the same area of vineyard as someone else, God, you have a harvest that's just for us. We don't have to fight over people, Lord. God, souls need to be saved. God, we don't need to fight over people. God, souls need to be delivered, Lord. We need to get them in the house, off the streets, oh God, out of the houses, looking at TV on Sundays during the week, oh God, when we have weekly services. We need to get them out of the fields of sin, Lord. Help us, oh God, today to stop letting our flesh get the best of us and to work the work that you have called for us to work. So, God, we thank you for an opportunity to serve. As I spoke with Missionary Howard yesterday, God, in text communication, what you're doing in as far as our food pantry, God, is about to take off. She mentioned to me that no one had ever come to the school, oh God, to offer a food program for them. And many times I sit here and I wonder, God, why did you place us here? With a church right down the street, or God, a larger church right down the street. God, why did you place us here? And you keep reminding me, Lord, that you placed us here for a reason, that you placed this little old holiness church here for a reason. God, though the church may not be grand, I mean large in size, oh, God, it's still grand and it's still mighty in you. I want you to bless us, oh God, to be the holiness church that you need for us to be in this area. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have a harvest for us as long as we don't become weary in well-doing, Lord. There is a due season. There is a reaping, God, and you have us here for a reason. So help us, oh God, this day to be about our Father's business in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, there is greatness in you. You said we're
two or three gather in your name, there you would be in the midst, oh God. And so with our two and with our three and with the numbers that you have for us, God, help us to go out into the vineyard, Lord, and compel men to come in. And so, God, we need you to bless our praise pantry, as it's not for us, God. We're not hoarding those things for personal usage. But, God, we want it to be used to be a blessing to this community, that we may draw people in. Give us the insight that we need, oh, God, to feed the souls and then to be able to feed the body and then to feed the souls in the body name of Jesus. Help us to stand out, God, even in the midst of the churches, oh God, that are in this area, Lord. Help us to stand out as a beacon of holiness, a beacon of righteousness, that men may come in and say, what must I do to be saved? It's all about souls, Lord. It's not about anything else. God, I will remain here as long as you have for us to remain here. But God, make it about souls. Let us submit to your will and be hungry and thirsty for souls, oh God, to bring them in so they may be saved, that they may be set free, God, that they may know you more intimately, know you in the power of your resurrection, to know you in the fellowship of your suffering, to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. I thank you for those that you've blessed me to be able to serve over, to lead, to be an example of. And so I pray this morning for Lady Yolinda McCowan, Lord. I pray for Sister Diamond Star. I pray, God, for, Lord, Brother Eric McCowan. You know the situations that's going on in his life, Lord, and the doors that he needs to open for you. I mean, that he needs you to open doors for, God. And so, God, open those doors for him. Make ways, oh, God, in situations that appear to be crooked right now. And have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Crystal McCowan and Brother Aaron McCowan. We pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. We pray, oh, God, for, oh, God, Missionary Myrna Howard. We pray, oh, God, for Sister Valerie Miller and Brother Victor Merriweather, God. And then we pray for those that are, oh, God, unfaithful and those that are faithful, Lord. We pray for those that visit us, oh, God, and those that have come by and visit us before, God. We pray for this house. We want this house to be a place of fertility, God, a place of healing, a place, oh, God, that breathes life, fertility, God, where it's a place of growth, Lord, that when people come in, God, we feed them things that will help them to grow, oh, God, both physically and spiritually as well, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We want this to be a place of love, God. So, God, let love abide in this place in the mighty name of Jesus. We want this to be a place, oh, God, of holiness, oh, God, that they feel your spirit, God. They feel your presence, God, when they come into the doors. Not just the doors on this side, but the doors, oh, God, in this entire building, Lord, because we still claim this entire building for us, Lord. Let this place be a place of holy ground. And as we enter into this place, let us enter in with thanksgiving in our heart to remind us of the awesome charge that you have given us, God, to make this place holy every single time we step into the house, every time we come into this place, to make sure that your name is made great here. God, give us the spirit and the mindset to continue to press towards you, oh, God, and to continue to make your name great in this place in the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's for Bible study, whether it's for coffee break, Lord, whether it's for early morning prayer, or whether it's for, oh, God, empowerment hour, oh, God, whether it's Sunday morning or Sunday evening, God, whenever we enter into this place, God, give us the mindset, the hunger, the thirst, oh, God, to make your name great in this place. So that when those that don't know you, God, they'll feel your anointing, they'll feel your power, they'll feel your glory in this house. Bless us this day as we continue in our pilgrimage to Pentecost, Lord. I won't call on the petitions, God, that we have, the 10 petitions that we're praying for, oh, God, this day. But you know them. I mentioned them yesterday in prayer. God, we pray. Oh, God, for this nation. We pray for the church of God in Christ at large as we tarry, as we wait these next 50 days
to celebrate the coming of your Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Revive, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let a revival spring forth from church to church, from city to city, from state to state, from nation to nation. God, let your Spirit of revival sweep through the land, Lord. As we prepare, O God, for a great outpour of your Spirit again in our places, in our temples, O God, during this 50 days of pilgrimage to Pentecost. Bless us now. We pray for Bishop Blake. We pray for our general board. We pray for the church at large. We bless your name this day. Of course, in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We say thank God, amen and amen. Saints, we thank you all for taking time out to pray. I want to encourage you all again. The Lord gave me the song that there's nobody like you, Lord, that there's none like him. And I just so happened to run into the scripture yesterday during my time of studying Jeremiah 10, and I'll read it again, Jeremiah 10 and 6 and verse 7. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doeth it appertain. For as much as among all the wise men of the nation, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. I want to encourage you all today that there is none like our God. Wherever you need for him, he is that great I am that we need to overcome, to be strengthened, for situations, environments to change. I encourage you to rely upon the great I am this day and just let God be God in our lives. And if you do that, God will grant us the victory that we need in every area of our lives. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you this day. Bye-bye.